But we wanted to check in on some of the industries affected by lockdown as well. Joining us on the line is Matthew Davis, who is owner of the Flying Out record store in Auckland, Tāmaki Makaurau. And he's also the convener of the Others Way Festival, which was all set to go ahead last weekend but was cancelled. Kia ora, Matthew.
Hi.
How are you feeling today?
All right. Obviously, you know, we were expecting to have a great event last Friday, but not to be had.
Yeah, how hard? Well, I suppose you didn't have much choice to call it quits.
No. And we always knew that it was going to be, you know, that was going to be a possibility. And as I said, like, we fully support the government's moves around that, and everyone's safety should come first. But yeah, it's obviously very disappointing for not just us, but everybody from the acts to the venues to the production companies and obviously the fans and audience.
Did you consider postponing the festival?
We're kind of in a slight indefinite postponement. Uh-huh. We are trying to reschedule at some point. Obviously, things are all a little bit up in the air and continues to be, not just for us, but for everybody involved in live music and entertainment. And I guess we've got a few other complications where we've got to try and line up 14 different venues all on the same day.
Yeah. Okay, what about the rest of the industry? Are you hearing much from artists who should be on tour at the moment? It must be a very difficult time to plan.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly hard, and it's just, you know, and it's been incredibly difficult and for the artists and everybody involved and needing to postpone or make sure that what they're planning can go ahead. And yeah, and so far everyone's been really supportive of this, and hopefully that continues.
You'll be interested in the Prime Minister's announcement that, in all likelihood, in a week's time, they may increase the numbers of Aucklanders allowed in a certain place, a certain time. That will presumably make a difference for the industry?
I hope so, yeah. Obviously, depending on the size of the venue or the show, but I think just being able to put on some more shows and get people out and seeing live music would be fantastic for everybody involved.
How's the shop going?
It's good. It's okay. I mean, like, yeah, retail is, you know, also it's a bit harder, fewer people out and about. But, you know, again, we've been really lucky that we have a great kind of community and support, and everyone's sort of wanting to make sure that, you know, everyone keeps going.
Can you tell us about a couple of the big sellers at Flying Out?
Well, Troy Kingy over the weekend, that was a great one. That went right out the door.
Great.
Yeah, and a lot of local stuff. Whether, you know, Red Fountain, obviously earlier this year, has been a great seller, and yeah, everyone's been sort of banding around, New Zealand acts and helping out where they can.
You do t-shirts as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, matching t-shirts, socks, hoodies, totes, pens, anything.
Okay. Can you choose a favourite t-shirt you're doing at the moment?
Well, I'm a little bit biased, and it does sort of tie in, but we were lucky to work with Kate Sylvester on the Others Way t-shirt, and while the event hasn't gone ahead, the t-shirts have, and they look really neat.
Well, what a good way for someone to support you who wasn't able to buy a ticket, eh?
Yeah, absolutely, and yeah, and we're just, on that note, we are, you know, taking support, and we're going to split it up amongst the venues and artists and everyone who's kind of missed out on what was going to be a great night.
Tell you what, reserve me an L and I'll pop in at 3:45 today after the show, all right? And I'll pick one up.
Totally. White or black?
I think white.
Okay.
I've got plenty of black t-shirts. Cheers, Matthew. Thanks.
No worries. Thanks.
Matthew Davis from Flying Out.